Welcome to the third class in Tomer Dvora, the Palm Tree of Dvora. Rav Moshe Kodavero's work on ethics, on how we can pattern ourselves after our Creator. Last week, we dealt with the Midah, the trait of Keter. Today we are dealing with the second of the 10 traits that Rav Moshe Kodavero will be expounding upon, and that is Chochmah, wisdom. Hayach yargil ha'adam atzmo b'midat ha'chochmah. How should a person train himself in order to acquire this trait of wisdom? The supernal wisdom is spread out upon all that which exists. Notwithstanding the fact that it is very hidden and extremely exalted. And upon it it says, Ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem kulam b'chokhmah asita. How many are your creations, Hashem? All of them you have created with wisdom. Kach roi la'adam sh'tiye chokhmato mitzuya b'kol. Just as God's wisdom permeates all that which exists, so it should be that all of what man has and does should be permeated by his wisdom. And he should learn how to benefit every person according to his abilities. All that which he can flow out from his wisdom unto others, he should cause to do so. V'lo tatrideu shum siva klal, he should not allow any influence to prevent this from occurring. V'hine ela chokhma shnei panim. When it comes to wisdom, there are two aspects. Hapan ha'elyon hapone ela keter. It is the aspect of Chochmah, of wisdom, which points towards Keter, towards God's will. Ve'en otam apanim mistaklim lamata. And in this situation, when wisdom is looking towards will, it does not look below. It's completely focused on applying, on mastering all forms of wisdom for the purpose of the will of God. El mekablim milamala, and it accepts from above. Hapan hasheni, the second aspect. Hatachton, the lower form. Pone lamata, it is when wisdom looks downward. Lashkiach besfira shehi mitpashesht bechokhmah elehem, to see upon where the hashpa, the flow, is going downward. Where the effects of his wisdom will end up. It is not that the two are disjointed. It is not that looking downward, it is not that the flow downward of wisdom is disconnected from the ratzon, from the will. But it is a diversion of attention towards the needs of those that are going to be affected by the will. So therefore it's an extension of that very will that begins it all. Kach yel adam shnei panim. So it is with man that there are two aspects. Hapan rishon hu itbodedut bikono. One is one's solitude when he takes himself aside and meditates upon his Creator. Kedei lahosif b'chokhmah lutakina, in order so that he should increase upon his wisdom and to properly order it. Hashani, the second. Lemed b'nei adam me'ota chochma she'kadosh baruch hu hishpi alav. And that is to teach mankind the wisdom that God has granted to him. And just like God's wisdom flows forth according to all those needs below, each according to its needs, so also man should cause the flowing of his knowledge in the ability that it is possible for him to do so, in order so that every single being should have the proper needs filled, his proper hana, his proper benefit fulfilled. Vayishamer melatet yoter mishur sechel mushpa. A person should be cognizant that he needs to restrain himself, that the wisdom that he imparts to another be in the measure by which that person can receive that wisdom. Shelo timashech mimenu takala, that wisdom will not now cause damage to that person. Shechen asvira yona ena musefet al shiur hamugbal v'makebel, because so it is above in the heavens that the flow of God's wisdom into all creation is in progression, and it is measured according to each and every need. V'od, and further, shederech ha'chokhmah liyota mashkahat akol ha'metziut, that it is the way of wisdom, the wisdom that is above in the heavens, to watch over all of existence. Because it is the thought which thinks of all that exists. If God was even for a moment to stop thinking, to stop applying His wisdom to our existence, to stop from the desire, to stop from the application of that desire, to stop for a moment to think about any of mankind, to think about anything that exists, it would all become nothing. So therefore we can understand this idea of wisdom is constantly to be applied and thought over everything. V'alei ne'amar, and upon it says, ki lo machshavotai machshavotechem, my thoughts are not your thoughts. That the thoughts of God have an effect in the world, and their constant application is necessary for its existence. Uchtiv, and it's written, V'chashav machshavot levilti yidach mimenu nidach. And he gives thought in order that one who is exiled be not banished forever. Uchtiv, ki anichi yadati et ha-machshavot asher ani choshev alechem ne'um Hashem. For I know the thoughts that I think of you, says God. Machshavot shalom, thoughts of peace, v'lo ra, and not evil. Latet lachem maharit v'tikva, to give you a future and hope. Kach srich adam liyot enav pikuchot al hanagat am Hashem la'olam. In the same fashion, man must constantly have his eyes open upon the conduct of God's nation in order to benefit them. His thoughts should be how he can bring back the banished, how he can restore those lost souls, and constantly always to think good thoughts on all of the Jewish people. A person must constantly judge everyone favorably. Consciously, a person must see every situation and look at every angle to understand what the other person is thinking, why they are thinking about it, what's the intention behind it. The soul of a Jew is a chelek elukai mimal as the Zohar says, it is a piece of godliness from above. It desires truly to be a servant of God. If something is occurring, if something is transpiring in that person's life, if he is taking a course of action which is not in the fashion that it should, it means to say that there is something going on, there is some hurt that is happening in that person's life, there is something which is the cause of a person to go and to fight against his very core nature, to be godly. And one must seek out and understand those reasons to judge that person favorably with his own thought process. Delve into the mind of that person and draw out the positive, and in doing so, bring about merit for that person and truly draw him out and bring him to the positive side. Kmo shehasechel choshev letoelet hanimsa kulo. Just like God's mind thinks for the purpose of all that exists, kach yachashov hu toelet hachaverim. He must be thinking about others. He must be thinking about them and about their benefit. V'yitya'etz etzot tovot im Hashem v'im amo bifrat v'chlal. He must seek out good wisdom, good advice from God and from His people in general and in particular, to see what it is that he can do as an individual and as a member of Klal Yisrael, of the entire Jewish people, for the benefit of all. Vayotze me'anhaga ha'tova yinhalehu el ha'anhaga ha'yeshara. And as for one who has strayed from the positive path, a person must do what he can to lead that person in the positive and straight direction. He must become for that person like his minds and his thoughts to guide him, to direct him into the proper conduct and the upright conduct that is due and fit for that soul which is within him. Just like the thoughts from above of God, which direct in an upright fashion. V'od, ha'chokhmah techaye hakol. And further, wisdom gives life to all. K'tiv, v'chokhmah techaye ba'aleha. That wisdom gives life to its possessor. Kach yehu moreh chayim l'chol olam. So it should be that he teaches life to the whole world, that he brings them chayim, which is Torah. V'gorem lem chay olam. And he causes them to have life in this world. V'chay olam abba, and life in the world to come. U'mamsi lehem chayim. And in so doing so, he teaches them what it means to live. Zeh haklal. Yeh noveh chayim lakol. A person should be the cause, the spring that flows forth to all life. Va'od ha'chokhmah av l'chol hanimsaot. So also wisdom is the father of all that which exists. K'tiv marbu ma'aseh Hashem kulam b'chokhmah asita. How many are all those things that you've created, God? All of them you created with wisdom. Vehem chayim umit kayamim misham. And they live and they exist from there, from chokhmah, from wisdom. Kach Yehu Av L'chol Yitzurav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he also should adopt this character to be the father of all that which God formed in the world. Ul Yisrael Ikar, and in particular to the Jewish people. Shehen HaNeshamot HaKadoshot HaAtzulot Misham. For their souls, their holy souls, they emanated from there, from wisdom. V'kesh tamid rahamim u'bracha l'olam. And he should always request compassion and blessing upon them forever. K'derach sha'av l'yon rahman al beruav. Just like the Father above has compassion upon his creations. V'ye tamid mipalel b'tzarat ha'metzarim k'ilu hayu banav ha'mash k'ilu hu yitzaram. And he should truly have in his heart a sense of the dread that occurs to a person who is in trouble, like it was his own children. Shezeh Ratzono Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, that we should be connected to each other, that we should feel each other as one. Kederach Sheamar HaRoeh HaNe'eman, as it's written by Moshe Rabbeinu, HaAnochi Hariti Et Kol HaAm HaZeh V'Gomer Ki Tomar Alai Sa'ehu B'Chekecha. Did I conceive this nation that you say to me, carry it in your bosom? And that's the way it's supposed to be, that every person looks at the entire Jewish people and carrying them in their arms as if they were the mothers of these child that is nursing. The key is V'irachem al Yisrael, that you should have compassion upon the Jewish people. V'yisa v'sever panim yafot masa'am. And that with a cheerful countenance a person should be ready to bear their burdens. Ka'av harahaman elyon hasovel bo, hasovel kol. Just like the Father that is compassionate above, that bears all. V'lo yibol, v'lo yitalem, v'lo yakutz, v'yahel l'chol echad, k'fi tzorko, Elohen midot ha'chokma, av rahman albanim. A person shouldn't tire. A person shouldn't hide himself from anything. A person should take lead and direct everyone according to whatever he can do for them with this trait of wisdom, of being the father who's compassionate upon his children. Od, tzrich liyot rahamav prusim al kol hanivraim. Furthermore, a person has to allow this compassion to spread forth on all of God's creations. Lo yivazem v'lo yavedem. Don't despise them. Don't destroy them. Shrei hachokhma elyonah hi prusa al kol hanivraim. Because the wisdom from above is on all that which is created. Domem v'tzomeach v'chai u'medaber. Rocks, plants, animals, and man. U'mitam zeh huzharenu mibizui ohalim. So it's because of this same idea, this same reason, that a person shouldn't despise food, shouldn't treat food in an improper fashion. V'davar ze ra'oi. And this is befitting when a person takes into account shekamo shehachokhma elyona eina mevaza shum nimsa v'hakol na'asa misham. That the wisdom above doesn't despise anything that exists. That everything has purpose. Everything has reason. All came from wisdom. God created this world with a purpose. It's not our purpose to destroy it, but to care for it. Dichtiv, kulam b'chokhma asita. All of that which is created, with wisdom it was created. Ken yeh rahamei adam al kol ma'asav yibarach. So man should have compassion on all of God's creations. U'mitam ze haya onesh Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And because of this reason, we learn that Rav Yehuda Nasi was in fact punished. Ayidei shelo chas al ben habakar shaya mitchabe etzlo v'amar lo zil l'chach notzarta. Because he didn't have compassion, pity on a calf that was trying to avoid being slaughtered and said to it, go, that's why you were created. Ba'olo Yisurim, he had then troubles in his life. Shehen mitzad adim, which came from the side of justice. For he applied the strict letter of that animal's existence. So the strict letter was applied. Sharei rahamim meginim al adim, because compassion guards from judgment. V'chasher yicham al achulda, and just like when a person has compassion upon a weasel, as was the case for Rav Yehuda Nasi, that in another instance that he had compassion on a weasel. V'amar v'rahamav al kol ma'asav kitiv, as it writes, his mercies extend to all his deeds, to all that which he created. Nitzamid, and he then was saved from the strict letter of justice. Mineshe haporeas or hachochma alav, because he spread out the wisdom, the light of wisdom upon it. And it was spread out then upon him. Vinistaku haYisurim, and suffering disappeared. So a person should not despise anything which exists. Shekula v'chokma, that all of them are with wisdom. V'lo ya'akor atzomeach el latzorach, a person shouldn't even pull out a plant from the ground unless there's reason to such a thing. V'lo yamid abal hay el latzorach, and a person shouldn't kill an animal unless there's a purpose in this. To feed his family, for clothing, for parchment, but not just needless wanton destruction. And when he comes time to perform shchita, to perform the ritual slaughter, he should make sure and ensure that it's only the sharpest of knives, that it's clean and painless, to cause as much compassion as possible. Zeklal, this is the general principle. Hachemla al kol hanimsaim shelo lechabelam, a person should have pity on all things in order to not cause any harm, any hurt to them. Tuloya b'chokma, and this is all hanging upon wisdom. Uzulati lalotam elmala, his only purpose should be to extend them upward. Mitzomeach lechai, plants for the purpose of animals, in order so that what? So the animal then has sustenance. Mechai lemedaber, from animals to man, for the purpose that man should have sustenance. To all of this in the flow to serve God, to fulfill His will. Sha'az mutar le'akor atzomeach ulamit achai, then it's permissible to uproot the plant or to kill the animal. Lachov amenat liskot, in order to take away, in order to bring benefit to them, in order so they should all be for the purpose of the service of God. And may it would be that our making use of this entire world with wisdom, being wise in all our actions for the purpose of God's service, may we all merit, God willing, speedily in our days, to see Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehrah b'imenu, the righteous Mashiach, speedily in our days.